Good morning. This coming Wednesday is Ash Wednesday, the start of Lent, a time in the church calendar leading up to Easter. So what is Lent? In the early centuries, Christians probably followed the Jewish custom of prayer and fasting for 1 week before Passover. It developed into a time of preparation for new converts who were baptized on the Saturday after Good Friday. It also became a time for reconciliation for those Christians who during times of persecution had denied their faith, and this ceremony took place on Maundy Thursday, the day before Good Friday. The repentant began Lent by wearing ashes on their head as a sign of repentance, and that's where we get the name Ash Wednesday. From the time of the Emperor Constantine, when the church was no longer subject to state persecution, Lent became a fast for the whole church, imitating Jesus' 40-day fast in the wilderness and his battle with evil. So what is Lent for us? To quote Gerard Hughes, Lent is a time for prayer so that we can unmask the subtle and destructive forces masquerading under the appearance of good in our own time, in our individual lives, in the life of the church and of the nation. So where do we begin, if indeed we want to begin at all? You may feel in the year that we have had and are still in, when it's I want feasting and dancing, not fasting and desert places. But we have to hear and trust God's invitation to us, like the one he gave through Hosea when he said, I will lead you into the desert and speak tenderly to you there. So as we go through this COVID desert, can we hear God speaking tenderly to us? Wildernesses and deserts are places of solitude and silence where the slightest sound can be heard. So firstly, we have to learn how to be still and learn not to fear solitude and silence. So this morning, I want to guide you with what some call stilling prayer or centering prayer. This will involve me asking you to become aware of sensations in your body, which at present you're not explicitly aware of. After the stilling prayer, I will then read some lines from the Psalms with silent spaces in between, in which you can repeat the words to yourself, allowing the words to sink into your heart. So let's begin with our stilling prayer. Take a posture that is comfortable and restful. I find sitting upright with feet flat on the floor helpful. Become aware of the sensations in your feet. Then into your knees. What can you feel in your knees? Now become aware of the chair supporting you. What sensations can you feel in your hands? Be aware of any tension in your shoulders.
and allow your shoulders to relax. Be aware of any sensations in your face. Become aware of your breathing. Don't change the rhythm, just become aware of it. Be aware of the air going in and out of your nostrils. Notice the difference in temperature going in and out. If your mind begins to drift, just bring yourself gently back to listen to your breathing. Now be aware of any sounds that you can hear. Don't put a name to the sounds, just listen to the noise. My body pines for you like dry, weary land without water. My body pines for you like dry, weary land without water. One thing I long for, to live in the house of the Lord. It is your face, O Lord, that I seek. My soul is longing for the Lord, more than the watchman for daybreak. In God alone is my soul at rest. My help comes from Him. Some trust in chariots or horses, but we in the name of the Lord. In my anguish, I cried for help. God is the rock where I take refuge. You, O God, are the lamp of my darkness. Oh, that I had the wings of a dove, to fly away and be at rest. Entrust your cares to the Lord, and He will support you. As a child at rest in its mother's arms, so is my soul. Be still and know that I am God. Amen.